Welcome to the programme. In 2023, Human Rights Watch report says unchecked authoritarian power is leaving behind a sea of human suffering. It spotlights abuses happening in 100 countries, covering everything from war, media freedoms, gender rights and refugees, among others. It puts the war in Ukraine at the top of its agenda, saying Russian President Vladimir Putin is operating with impunity. It welcomes the international community's response, including the UN agencies collecting evidence of war crimes. But it says other crises are being ignored and is calling on governments and international organisations to take action. Well, our correspondents have this update from some of the countries mentioned in the report.
...2022 was a year in which an estimated 1.2 million people came to Germany claiming refugee status. The vast majority of them Ukrainians. Many of them turned up at Germany's Berlin's main central station here, where their application process could begin. But it's estimated around 200,000 people from Syria, Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq also came to this country. The treatment they received ever so slightly different because Ukrainians have freedom of movement around Europe. Those others don't.
Lebanon's political class is accused of denying people their basic rights by failing to address an economic crisis that has pushed 80% of the population into poverty. Low-income households have cut back on food, while the large refugee population has been hit hard. Decades of corruption and mismanagement has nearly bankrupted the state, which is no longer able to provide services like electricity. Financial losses are in the billions of dollars.
Well, the report details a litany of apparent Russian war crimes, including in Bucha, a town north of Kyiv that was occupied by Russian forces. The UN says that at least 70 people were unlawfully killed. Or again, in Mariupol, in the south of the country, Russians bombed a theatre that had been clearly marked out as a civilian shelter. Hundreds of people were killed, including children.
...130 Palestinians were killed in conflict and confrontations with Israeli security forces in 2022, and a further 9,000 were injured. Those figures from the Palestinian Health Ministry, and that includes those killed in 3 days of Israeli airstrikes on Gaza in August, the 15th year of the blockade there. And Israel is further tightening the financial screw on the Palestinians. It now deducts more than a third of the $256 million a year it collects on behalf of the Palestinian Authority in duties and taxes.